Good morning.
大家早上好。
Let me get this thing on. Okay. By the time getting the mask off through my glasses, getting this on, feels like I have to dress before preaching.
现在早上事情很多，我们要把口罩摘下来，然后调整这个麦克了，然后把东西准备好，觉得都挺累的了。
This morning I want to finish up a three-part message that I've been looking at conflicts in the church.
我们大概有三个星期都一直在听怎么处理教会的冲突，今天是第三部分。
We spent 2 weeks looking at Acts 15.
我们已经花了两个星期来读《使徒行传》的第十五章。
How do we handle conflict over biblical principles?
我们怎么样用教会的原则来处理，用圣经的原则来处理教会中的冲突？
How do we deal with personal conflicts?
我们怎么样处理个人之间的冲突？
And we looked in Acts at some pictures of how conflict in the church should be handled.
我们也看了《使徒行传》里面看到这些以前的使徒们是怎么样。我们应该照着他们的模式来处理教会的冲突。
This morning we read at the beginning of the service from Psalm 133.
今天早上我们读到诗篇的133篇。
It's beautiful.
多弟兄和睦同居有。
Behold how good and pleasant it is when brothers dwell in unity.
当看到弟兄和睦同居是何等的善，何等的美。
Oh, that's nice.
这个真的是很好啊。
But sometimes the brothers fight.
但是有时候这弟兄之间也会有争斗。
We saw how conflict should be handled, but it doesn't always happen that way.
我们看到《使徒行传》里圣徒们是怎么去处理冲突，但是经常不是这样，并不是这样发生的。
I don't want to paint unrealistic pictures of an ideal church that doesn't exist.
实际上，我也不想给大家画一个非常理想的一个教会的画面，这种画面很少，几乎是不存在的。
I always want to ask.How does biblical truth work in the real world?
我常常就问，我们圣经的原则怎么样在真实的世界之中得到运用呢？
It's easy to say what I said to you last time.
像我上次跟你大家讲的，说起来很容易啊。
When you have conflict with a fellow church member, assume their best motives.
你如果你跟教会某一个会员有了冲突，你应该去假定他有最好的动机。
Discuss the issues without attacking the person.
你跟这个人要讨论你们所面对的问题，而不是进行人身攻击。
If you lose the issue, trust God to accomplish His purpose.
如果你跟他的争论之中你输了，那你就要相信神会实现神的美好的旨意。
All those things are easy to say.
这些话说起来很容易。
Kind of hard to live.
但是真正要活出来是很不容易的。
And Jesus knew that.
耶稣明白这一点。
He knew that after he ascended to the Father, he was going to leave behind a bunch of people just like us.
耶稣知道，当他升到天上去见天父以后，他留在地上的这群人是跟我们都是一样的。
And we were going to disagree.
我们肯定是会有不同意见。
We were going to have conflicts.
我们也会有冲突。
And so he prepared his disciples for those conflicts.
所以他就预备他的门徒们来面对这些冲突。
And in Matthew 8.Warned them about some attitudes that would make it difficult to resolve conflicts.
在马太福音的十八章，他就警告他的门徒们，有一些态度对于我们解决冲突是非常有害的。
Some attitudes that would have made it impossible to solve the problems we saw in Acts 6 and Acts 15.
这些态度啊，对于我们解决冲突是非常有害的，甚至让我们。无法像《使徒行传》十五章里面所那种方式去处理冲突。
The last two sermons, I tried to show some principles of how to address disagreements.
上两个星期，我试图跟大家举一些例子，告诉我们应该怎么样来处理教会里的冲突。
This morning, I want to wrap up by looking at some root problems that will make it more difficult for us to resolve those kind of conflicts.
在今天早上，我想要跟大家看一看一些根源的问题。这些阻碍我们去解决冲突的问题。
Now, before I start this, I want to make one thing clear.
在我开始之前，我想要明确地告诉大家一点。
I am not saying that the things I'm going to look at this morning cause every conflict.
我不是说我今天所提出的这几个根源的问题一定会导致冲突。
If someone disagreed with you this,
如果这个星期有人跟你意见不一致，
I don't want you to go through this morning and say, well, is it because they're proud?
我希望你不是会照着我这个单子一条一条的去数，我是不是有这个问题？
Is it because they're hiding sin?
是因为我的有骄傲吗？是因为他在掩盖他的罪吗？
Number one, I don't want you asking about them at all. I'm wanting us to ask about us.
我想要大家不去问别人，而是问我们自己。
But secondly, sometimes conflict comes think differently.
而第二点就是，有时候冲突仅仅是因为我们的想法不同。
We have different perspectives.
我们对事情的看法不一样。
And so these are not issues that cause every conflict.
所以我今天要讲的并不是就是每次都一定导致冲突的原因。
But these are attitudes that will make it much harder. A resolution to the conflict.
但是我今天要讲的这几个根源的问题，它的确会使我们处理冲突变得更困难。
So I'm going to be looking at Matthew chapter 18.
所以今天我们要读的经节是在马太福音十八章。
If there's any seminary homiletics professors here, you will be very unhappy.
如果今天有一些教会的这个神学教授在这儿，你恐怕不会。
Because I'm not going through it in order.
因为我不会是一条一条照着来讲。
And I'm not even looking at the whole chapter.
我也没有读整章。
But I want us to see some attitudes that Jesus addressed that make it hard for us to accomplish what I described for you a couple weeks ago.
但是我想要提出来的几点就是耶稣警告我们要当心这些态度，它会阻碍我们像我们之前讲的《使徒行传》里的圣徒们解决冲突，采取那样的原则来解决我们的问题。
The first attitude that makes it difficult to solve conflict is pride.
我想第一个能够让我们处理冲突的时候很困难的原因是骄傲。
Matthew 18.
我们看马太福音十八章。
At that time, the disciples came to Jesus, saying, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?"
第一节，当时门徒进前来问耶稣说，天国里谁是最大的？
And calling to him a child, he put him, the child, in the midst of them.
耶稣便叫一个小孩子来，使他站在他们当中，说。
And said, "Truly, I say to you." You turn and become like children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven.
我实在告诉你们，你们若不回转，变成小孩子的样式，断不能进天国。
Whoever humbles himself like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven.
所以，凡自己谦卑像这小孩子的，他在天国里就是最大的。
The Gospels of Mark and Luke give us a little background to this scene.
马可福音给我们讲了这个场景的一些背景。
The disciples are traveling with Jesus to Jerusalem.
门徒们跟着耶稣到耶路撒冷去。
They've just seen the transfiguration where he goes up on the mountain and he meets with Moses and Elijah.
他们刚刚看到耶稣登山变相，他在山顶上见到了摩西跟以利沙。
Now they're heading to Jerusalem.
然后他们现在就往耶路撒冷去。
And the disciples know, they are sure that when he gets there, he's going to overthrow the Romans and he's going to set up a new kingdom.
这些门徒们心里都有确信，他们觉得耶稣进了耶路撒冷一定会推翻罗马统治，然后建立一个犹太人的王国。
And they are first in line for the best jobs.
他说，哇，到时候我们排座次就站在第一排。
Because they had followed him back before anyone else.
因为他们比别人都跟耶稣跟得更紧呢。
So I can imagine them walking down the road.
所以我就可以想象他们在路上走。
James and John, they plan to be vice president, secretary of state.
然后雅各跟约翰就说，哦，我们其中一个要当副总统，一个要当国务卿。
Peter's going to run the whole thing.
然后彼得呢，那就是全国什么事儿都管。
Judas wants to be secretary of the treasury.
然后犹大可能就是财政部长了。
Matthew's going to run the IRS.
马太就当国税局的局长。
Big offices, big titles.
他每个人都会有很大的这个官衔，很高的头衔。
And one of them says, "Let's ask Jesus who's going to get the best jobs."
所以他们就有个人就说，那我们就问问耶稣，看看谁能得到最高的位置。
So they go to him. Who's the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?
他们就跑去问耶稣了，天国里谁是最大的？
What do we need to do to make sure we're in line for a good job?
我们应该做什么才能保证我们能得到最好的工作呢？
And Jesus takes a little child.
耶稣就是叫了一个小孩子来。
And he says, "Become like a child."
他说你要像这个小孩子的样子。
Now, if you look this verse up in the commentary, you'll find a lot of explanations.
如果你去看解经书，对于这段经文，他们有很多的解释。
And I don't mean to sound arrogant here, but I think most of them are wrong.
我不是想要批判别人，但是我真的觉得他们好多的解释 不对。
They say you have to be humble, like a child is humble.
他们有的人说你要像小孩子一样谦卑。
Now I've known a lot of children.
我见过不少小孩子。
You understand? I don't have to say anymore.
我都不用说了，你们都知道。
They're really not very humble.
小孩子可是不谦卑的。
They think they're the center of the universe.
他们觉得自个儿是宇宙的中心呢。
I looked in another commentary.
然后我又看另外一个解经书。
This guy had no children.
这个人肯定没孩子。
I know this because this is what he wrote.
因为他是这么写的。
You must be innocent, like a child.
你要像小孩子一样无辜。
I thought, you've never even met a child.
我说你肯定没孩子。
I had two children.
我有俩孩子。
They were not innocent.
他们可真的是不无辜。
I think the key to understanding what Jesus says here comes from understanding the status of children in the ancient world.
我想理解，就是耶稣说你们要像小孩子这个说法的关键就在于要理解在古时候小孩子的地位。
He's not pointing to their character.
他没有说是小孩子的个性品格。
They're not humble.
这是孩子，小孩子不谦卑。
They're not innocent.
小孩子也不是无辜的。
This young man here, I see I have one. You are, I'm sure.
我们看到小麦卡坐在这儿，他肯定是无辜的，是谦卑的。
I just realized I had to correct that. Yes, I see you, Elam.
我也看到后面。
No, you're not either.
你也是谦卑的。
He's not pointing to their characteristics, but their status.
但是耶稣说的不是孩子的品格，而是指的孩子们的身份地位。
To humble yourself like a child is to take on the status of a child.
凡自己谦卑像小孩子，他的意思实际上是说要像小孩子一样。
Now that's a little hard for us.
我们看一看。
Because in our modern world, children have rights.
在我们今天的世界，小孩子有很多权利的。
They have a right to an education, a right to food, shelter, clothing.
小孩子要应该有受教育的权利，而且要吃饱穿暖，这些都是他们的权利。
And that's how it should be.
的确应该如此的。
But in the ancient world, children had no rights.
但是在古时候，小孩子根本没有任何的权利的。
They were nobodies.
他们根本就是根本不重要。
And I think Jesus is saying this.
我想耶稣意思是这个。
You're asking me who's the greatest in my kingdom?
你在问谁在我的国里是最大的。
If you want to even be part of my kingdom,
如果你甚至愿意想要成为我国度的一部分的话
，You must become like a child.
你必须要像一个小孩子。
You must quit pursuing your high positions.
你必须要放弃追求更高的位置的想法。
And accept a place of insignificance.
要接受一个非常非常不重要的位置。
To recognize, Peter, that it doesn't matter how long you have followed me, you have no right to a high position.
你必须要记得，彼得，你不管跟从了我多久，你必须要能够接受这样最国度里最低的这样的一个位置，你没有权利去要最高的位置。
In other words,
换句话说
，to be like Jesus,
要像耶稣一样。
We sang this morning.
我们今天早上在唱这首歌。
Oh, to be like thee,
要像有更像你。
Humble,
要谦卑像你。
Meek,
要温柔像你。
A servant,
而且要服侍像。
To become like a child,
就像一个小孩子一样。
Is to lay aside my rights.
实际上的意思就是意味着要把我的权利放在一边。
To quit demanding my position.
也不去要求我要一个更好的位置。
And to be like Jesus.
而是要更像耶稣。
Philippians 2.
我们再看那腓立比书的第二章。
You have the same mind that Jesus had.
你们当以耶稣基督的心为心。
Who though he was in the form of God.
他本有神的形象。
Did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped.
不以自己与神同等为强夺的。
But he emptied himself.
反倒虚己。
He took on the form of a servant.
取了奴仆的形象。
He became like a child.
成为一个孩子的样式。
Who's the greatest in the kingdom?
所以谁在天国里是最大的呢？
Our world says the one with the most rights.
我们这个世界肯定就是说那有最多的权力的人就是最大
The one with the most achievements, the most awards
这个成就最大的得到 奖赏最高的这些人是最伟大的
Jesus says
但是耶稣说
The one who is most like me
最像我的
The one who has given up everything
一个放弃一切的
The one who accepts the lowest place.
接受最低的地位，最低的位置的人。
So how does this relate to conflict?
所以这切跟我们解决冲突有什么关系呢？
Again, I am not saying that all conflict is caused by pride.
我没有说所有的冲突都是因为骄傲引起的。
But I am saying that pride makes it much more difficult to resolve the ordinary conflicts that come.
但是我要强调的就是骄傲的确会使解决普通的冲突都变得更困难。
Let me apply this to the example we looked at in Acts 6.
我们看看在使徒行传第六章我们看到的那个例子。
If you remember this, the Greek-speaking church members.
你记得这个第六章是讲到这些说希腊话的这些有这个教会的会众。
They come and they say to the apostles, you're not giving our widows as much food as you're giving the Hebrew widows. It's not fair.
他们来到他们跟使徒抱怨他说你们给这些希腊说希腊话的寡妇们分的食物不如说希伯来话的人那些寡妇得到的食物多这不公平。
And the apostles say, okay, let's try to fix this.
然后使徒们就说那好我们来试试想想解决这个问题。
But we can't quit preaching.To go serve the tables.
但是我们放弃讲传讲神的话语去给你们分配食物是不合宜的。
So here's what we're going to do.
所以我们要做的是这个事儿。
We're going to pick out 7 men.
所以我们要选出七个。
And their job will be to carry food to the widows and orphans.
这七个人的任务就是把食物送到这个说希腊话的这些寡妇们那里。
And they choose 7 Greek-speaking deacons.
所以他们就选了七个说希腊话的执事。
In other words, the ones who came with the complaint are given the job of fixing it.
所以那些过来向这使徒们抱怨的这些人，他们现在有了个工作，他们来分配食物给他们的寡妇。
Now imagine if those 7 men had been people of pride.
所以你想想，如果这七个人都很骄傲的话。
And they said, no way.
他们说，嘿，怎么能这样呢？
You want the job of preaching.
你想要在上面讲道。
You want everyone to see you and say, ah, that's one of the apostles.
你想要人们都看着说，哇，这是使徒中的一个，你看他在这讲道。
And you're assigning us to be DoorDash delivery men.
你让我们去做快递小哥。
We want a big job.
我们也想要大的好的工作。
Pride didn't cause the problem, but pride would have prevented them from resolving the problem.
所以骄傲并不是导致问题的原因，而是它会阻碍问题得到解决。
But that's not what happens.
但是事情不是这样发生的。
Instead, in Acts 6,
在使徒行传第六章，我们看到
those 7 men,
那七个人
willingly took the job of a servant.
很乐意的去做仆人的工作。
Why?
为什么？
Because they had become like children.
因为他们已经是像小孩子的样式。
They had given up their high status.
他们放弃了自己的高的地位。
And they would take whatever place God gave them.
所以他们会接受任何神让他们所处的位置。
At the very next verse in Acts.
所以在使徒行传的下面一节。
Says the word of God continued to increase.
他说到神的话，神的道就这样增长。
And the number of disciples multiplied greatly.
门徒的这个数量增长了很多。
And I think that's related right back to the verse before.
我相信这个后面的这个结果跟前面的这些事情有极大的原因。
People looking on say, look at those Christians.
人们会看到他们说，你看看这些基督徒。
Look how they care for one another.
你看他们彼此相爱，互相关心。
Look how they love one another.
你看他们这样子彼此相爱。
Let's go see what is different about them.
我们去看看他们跟我们有什么不一样。
But I want you to understand those early Christians were just like us.
但是我想要你记得，这些的基督徒跟我们都是一样的人呢。
We've already seen they complained.
我们也看
到他。Just like we do.
他们也在那抱怨，就跟我们一样的嘛。
They were ambitious.
他们也有野心呢。
They liked to have titles.
他们也想要有头衔。
They felt like they had rights.
他们也觉得他们有权利啊。
But they surrendered all of that.For the unity of the church and the message of the gospel.
他们为了教会的合一，为了神的信息得到广传，他们就放弃了这一切。
Let me move to today.
然后回到我们今天来。
At PBCCC, we will have disagreements.
在我们的教会，我们也会有不同的意见。
I wish we didn't.
我真希望我们所有时候都意见一致。
But we will.
但是我们肯定有意见不一致。
And I remind you for the third sermon in a row, I don't know Chinese.So I haven't heard anything.
你们讲中文我听不懂，所以我没听到你们中间有任何的问题。
I haven't been standing outside the door listening because I wouldn't know what I was hearing if I heard it.
我也不会在那偷偷的听你们讲什么，因为反正听到也听不懂。
But I do know that we're people.
但是我知道我们都是人呢。
And so I think it is safe for me to guess that we will have disagreements.
我想我这么说也是大家都会同意，我们都会有不同的意见。
And when we do,
当我们意见不一致的时候
you are going to want to say this.
你肯定是想这么说。
No, let me change that. Let me point a finger at me, not at you.
我不说你会这么说，我会这么说。
When we disagree, I am going to want to say.
这是我们如果意见不一致的时候，这是我想要说的。
Wait just a minute.
Hey, 等等。
I'm a pastor.
我是牧师啊。
I deserve respect.
我需要你们尊重我。
You need to be quiet and listen to my opinions.
所以你请安静下来，听我来说清楚。
And if I do that,
如果我这么做的话，
the conflict will get bigger, and bigger, and bigger.
这个冲突只会变得越来越大，越来越大。
And if you do that in your area of responsibility,
如果你在你的责权范围内你也这么说的话，
the conflict will grow.
我们的冲突就真的是会不断的。
We will become divided.
然后最终我们就造成分裂。
But if both you and I say,
如果你跟我都这么说，
I'm a pastor.
我说我是牧师。
I'm an elder.
我是个长老。
I'm a deacon.
我是个执事。
I'm a musician.
我是弹琴的，司琴的，我是。
I'm a big donor.
我跟教会捐了好多钱。
I'm whatever.
我反正不管怎么着，我有我的位置。
But I am choosing.I am choosing to become like a child.
但是我选择像一个小孩子的样式。
A person with no status.
一个完全没有地位的一个小孩子。
No rights.
也没有任何权利的。
That attitude will change things.
这种态度就会改变。
Now we'll be able to resolve conflicts in our church.
然后这样我们在教会里才能够解决处理我们的冲突。
I'm not preaching about marriage this morning.
今天早上我没有讲婚姻的问题。
But it'll resolve conflicts in our marriage.
但是这种态度会帮助我们在婚姻中解决问题。
Because my wife never gets mad at me because I want to do whatever is best for you.
我太太，如果我总是跟我太太说我想要做对你最好的事，她绝对不会跟我有冲突的。
Pride will hinder us from resolving conflict.
所以骄傲会阻碍我们去解决冲突。
Let me move to verse 7.
我们再回到第七节，马太福音十八章第七节。
Again, I'm not covering everything in this chapter.
我不试图去讲这一章。
But a second thing that makes it difficult to resolve conflict in the church is when we tolerate sin.
第二件解决妨碍我们解决冲突的事情就是我们心里容忍罪的存在。
Woe to the world for temptations for sin.
第七节，这世界有祸了。
It is necessary that temptation comes, but woe to the one by whom the temptation comes.
因为将人绊倒，绊倒的人的事是免不了的，但那绊倒人的有祸了。
If your hand or foot causes you to sin, cut it off and throw it away.
倘若你的一只手或者一只脚叫你跌倒，就砍下来丢掉。
It is better for you to enter life crippled or lame than with two hands or two feet and to be thrown.Into eternal fire.
你若缺一只手或者一只脚进入永生，强如有两手两脚被丢在永火里。
If your eye causes you to sin, tear it out and throw it away.
倘若你一只眼叫你跌倒，就把它剜出来丢掉。
It is better for you to enter life with one eye than with two eyes to be thrown into the hell of fire.
你只有一只眼进入永生，强如有两只眼被丢在地狱的火里。
Jesus says to these disciples.
耶稣跟门徒们说
Run from temptation.
要躲远离这个远离诱惑
It is so destructive. Sin is so destructive that it's better to chop off your hand than to yield to sin.
他说这个罪恶非常的有破坏性，所以你宁可砍掉一只手，也不要陷入罪里。
Now, if you heard that much, it's very, very important you hear the next sentence.
我希望你们对下一句要记住，因为非常重要。
So don't go to sleep right now.
现在可别睡着了啊。
Jesus is not being literal here.
耶稣在这不是在字面上讲这个意思。
Because sin starts in the heart.
因为罪是从心里发生的。
You can have no feet, no hands, and no eyes and still sin in your mind.
你可以没手没脚也没眼睛，但是你的心里可能
还会有罪。So Jesus is not giving a literal instruction here.
所以耶稣在这不是从字面上讲让你把手跟脚砍掉。
I wanted to make sure you got that.
我希望你能明白这一点。
But he is giving us a very graphic picture of how serious sin is.
但是他用这个画面、这个图像来告诉我们这个罪有多么的严重。
He says, "Run far from it."
他说你要远离、奔跑、远离罪。
How does that relate to conflict in the church?
这跟我们教会里的冲突有什么关系？
Again, I'm not saying that every conflict is caused by sin.
我想要说，并不是所有的冲突都是由罪引起的。
But I am saying that when there is hidden sin in a congregation, it adds fuel to the fires of conflict.
我想要说，如果教会里有隐而未显的罪，那么这就好像是往这个冲突的火里面浇油一样的。
You see, if I am hiding sin in my life,
如果我在我的生活中有隐藏的罪恶，
and I can keep everyone talking about Elder Pang and his problems,
我可以让把大家的所有的人的注意力都引到庞长老身上，因为他问题更大。
I get their attention off of me.
这样大家就不会注意我的罪了。
I get them looking at his weaknesses.
我让大家伙都注意他的问题。
And maybe they won't notice the sin in my life.
这样也许他们就注意不到我生活之中我的罪了。
Very often, a person who is constantly stirring up conflict is hiding an area of ongoing sin in their life.
通常发生的就是一个在教会里不断搅动让大家出现冲突的这个人，往往他的生活之中是有很多隐而未现的罪。
Sin stirs conflict.
因为罪会搅动
引起冲突。Sin prevents the Holy Spirit from working in our midst to bring unity.
而且这罪会阻碍这个圣灵在我们中间让我们合一的工作。
When we hide our sin, we destroy ourselves and we weaken the church.
当我们把罪藏在心里，我们会毁掉我们自己，也会让教会变得更虚弱。
Recently, I read the biography of the pastor of a large church.
最近我读了一个很大的一个教会的一位牧师的传记。
His church was growing very fast.
他的教会这个发展得非常快。
He was invited to speak at conferences all over the world.
他被世界各地的这些大会邀请去做讲员。
Publishing books every year.
他就每年都会有出版新书。
And in the middle of all this, he went to his board of elders.
但是在这一切之中间，他来到他们的这个教会的执事会。
And he said, "I'm taking a year's leave of absence."
他说我要休一年的假。
They said, "Okay, why?"
大家就说，哎，为什么呀？
Because of sin.
他说因为有罪。
They were stunned.
他们一听这都很惊讶。
And they were afraid.
他们也很害怕。
What have you done?
你干了什么了？
Is it going to end up on the front page of the newspaper?
是不是这到时候报纸这个首页就要出现丑闻了？
And he said, "No, nothing like that."
他不是这样的。
But he says, "In the pressures of building a growing church."
他说，我在这种压力之下，想要把教会再扩大这种压力之下。
I've grown cold in my walk with God.
我在与神同行的路上已经变得很冰冷了。
In all the time of traveling around the world speaking, I've grown careless in my relationship with my wife. I don't love her as deeply as I did.
他说我常常要到世界各地去做讲员去旅行，我跟我太太的关系也变得不像从前那么亲密了。
And in the success of seeing my name on the best-selling Christian book list, I've grown proud.
他说而且我看到我的名字总是出现在这些最佳的畅销书作家的这个名字里头，我心里头有更多的骄傲。
And if I don't step away from that to rebuild my walk with God, sin is going to destroy me.
他说如果我现在不走开去重新建立跟神同行的关系，他说这个罪会毁了我。
And he said, "I'm determined that no success in building a church is worth weakening my relationship with God."
他说我已经决定了，就是职堂啊，扩大教会啊，这些所有的成功都不足以让我能够付上代价，让我付上与神同行的这个代价。
He took a year away.
所以他就休了一年的假。
I remember I was younger. I was on a church staff when this happened.
我也记得当我还年轻的时候，我在一个教会里，我看到这样的事情发生。
And I remember my senior pastor saying, "There's some secret he's hiding."
我记得我们当时的那个主任牧师说，他在隐藏着一些秘密。
But there wasn't.
但没有。
But he wanted to run from any danger.
因为他想要远离危险。
He came back a year later.
他一年以后回来了。
And he's had decades of fruitful ministry since.
他之后的几十年就结出了很多的果效。
That pastor understood what Jesus is teaching in Matthew 18.
这个牧师他知道耶稣在马太福音十八章里教了我们什么。
My personal sin can destroy my ministry, my family, and the church.
我个人的罪很有可能会毁掉我的事工，我的家庭，甚至也削弱我们的教会。
If we're going to resolve conflicts in our church,
如果我们要解决教会里的冲突。
If we're going to be the church God calls us to be,
如果我们想要成为神呼召我们成为的教会。
We will run from sin.
我们要从罪那儿远远的跑开。
Leaders.
所以教会的领袖们。
Satan wants to destroy you.
撒旦想要毁掉你们。
You church leaders, he will attack your marriage.
作为教会的领袖，撒旦会攻击你的家庭，你的婚姻。
He'll tempt you to moral failure.
他们会让你在道德上犯错。
To financial dishonesty.
让你在经济上也不诚实。
To a careless devotional life.
而且让你可能生活之中显得对自己的这个灵修生活没有任何兴趣。
And if you avoid all of those big outward sins,
如果你避免了外显的这些罪。
He'll tempt you to be how proud of how righteous you are.
他会让你内心里想，哎呀，我真是个义人呐，而且我多么诚实。
He doesn't care how he traps you.
他才不管他怎么样让你陷入这个
罪。As long as he finds the right bait to lure you into sin and weaken the church.
他会用找到最合适你的那个鱼饵，把你像钓鱼一样给钓过来，这样来削弱教会的力量。
So be careful.
所以要特别的小心。
Because I've seen strong leaders fall.
因为我看到很多非常坚定的这些教会领袖都跌倒。
Gifted preachers.
这些非常有天分的这些很有恩赐的这些
讲员。Gifted musicians.
很有恩赐的这个音乐家。
And Satan trapped them.
但是撒旦就把他们给抓到掉到陷阱里去。
Leaders, be careful.
所以做教会领袖的，你们要特别小心。
Be strong.
教会需要你们要立的，这站立得住。
And members,
教会的会众们
，Please put your leaders on your prayer list.
请把你们的领袖放在你的祷告名单上。
I think you're going to elect deacons this afternoon.
我想今天我们有会员大会要选新的执事。
I wish that when you vote on that ballot, you would make a promise.
我希望你在投票的时候，你心里头要有一个应许。
When I make this vote,
我投下这一票。
I am promising that I will pray for these deacons every day.
我会每天为这位领袖选出来的执事祷告。
I am promising that I will pray for our elders every day.
我要保证每天为我们的长老们祷告。
I am promising I will pray for our senior pastor every day.
我也在心里头，我要保证为我们的主任牧师天天祷告。
And I beg you to say, Lord, you know that teaching pastor needs help.
我请求你们，你们也知道我作为教会的教导牧师，我有问题。
And I will pray for him every day.
我也每天要为我们的教导牧师。
And I mean that.
我牧师麦牧师是很认真的。
Because Satan attacks the church.
因为撒旦会攻击教会。
Through sin.
他是通过罪来攻击教会的。
But let me quickly move to the end of chapter 18 to see a third hindrance.
我们再看第三点，我们回到这个马太福音十八章的末了。
I've preached on this before here, so I'm not going to spend a lot of time this morning on this.
关于这段经节，我以前已经讲过，所以今天我不会花很多的时间来讲这段。
But pride makes it hard to resolve conflict in the church.
但是骄傲会让我们解决冲突变得困难。
Sin makes it hard to resolve conflict.
罪，我们心中的罪也会阻碍我们解决教会的冲突。
Unforgiveness makes it hard to resolve conflict.
第三点就是，如果不饶恕，也会让我们很难去处理。
Remember, they've just had this discussion: who's greatest in the kingdom?
你还记得吗？这章的开头，他们在讨论谁是天国里最大的。
Jesus has been teaching them.
耶稣跟他们有教导。
Verse 21, then Peter came up and said to him, Lord, how often will my brother sin against me and I forgive him?
到第二十一节，那时彼得近前来对耶稣说，主啊，我弟兄得罪我，我当饶恕他几次呢？
As many as seven times?
七次，到七次可以吗？
Now the rabbi said you had to forgive three times.
犹太的拉比按照他们的规条是要求你要必须原谅对方三次。
But Peter wants to be great in the kingdom of heaven, remember?
你记得吗？彼得想要在天国里最大，所以他当然要做的更多一点，是吧？
So he says, now, Jesus, I'm willing to more than double it.
他说，那我就两倍还要多，我七次，饶恕七次可以吗？
And Jesus said,
耶稣说，
I do not say seven times.
我对你说不是到七次。
But 70 times 7.
乃是到七十个七次。
In other words, Peter, as long as you're counting 1, 2, 3, 4, you haven't even started on the path of forgiveness.
耶稣的意思是，彼得，如果你在这数一二三四这么数的话，你甚至你还没有开始饶恕的这条路呢。
Quit counting.
所以不要再数了。
Now, I'm not going to spend time here. I've preached on this before.
我们以前讲过这个，所以我不在这上面花时间了。
But someday you'll be hurt by someone in the church.
但是有一天你会被教会的某一个成员伤害。
And they may be wrong.
他们也许是错的。
You'll be tempted to walk away and never come back.
你心里很想就说，我干脆就走人了，我不来教会了。
Jesus says,
耶稣说，
don't do it.
不要这么做。
Forgive.
要饶恕。
Even though they're wrong.
即使他们是错的。
Forgive.
饶恕。
Even though it's hard.
即使这很困难。
Forgive.
饶恕。
Even though it requires you to give up your right to even the score.
即使这要求你放弃自己的愿望，想要把事情扯平了。
Forgive.
还是要饶恕。
I think we see this in Acts 15 where we were last time I preached.
我们在读这个上周读《使徒行传》十五章，我们看到这一点。
I talked to you last time about the separation between Paul and Barnabas.
我们讲到这个保罗跟巴拿巴两人分道扬镳了。
And I ran out of time.
那时候我没多少时间，所以没。
The sanctuary clock is much faster than the clock in my house.
这教会里的这个表总是比我们家的表走得快。
And so there was a fourth lesson I didn't get to.
所以第四个功课我还没来得及跟大家讲。
But I want to give it to you this morning.
但是今天我想要跟大家分享。
When we disagree,
当我们有不同意见的时候，
even to the point of separation like Paul and Barnabas,
甚至到最后导致我们就分道扬镳了，
we must keep the door open to reconciliation.
我们必须永远把和解之门打开。
That was the fourth lesson I wanted to give last time.
这是我上次想跟大家讲的第四个功课。
We must be willing to forgive and be reconciled.
我们必须要有这个意愿，想要重新和好。
Let me show you what that looks like.
所以我跟大家讲讲看是怎么样。
One of my favorite New Testament verses comes from the end of Paul's life.
在保罗生命的最后阶段，他有一句经文是我整本圣经里最喜欢的一句。
He's in prison.
他在当时保罗在监狱里。
He's going to be executed soon.
他很快就要被处决了。
But before he dies, he has some work to finish.
但是在他死之前，他有一些话要说。
Some letters to write.
他要写一些信。
Some messages to send to the churches, and he needs help.
他还需要给一些教会发一些信息，因为他需要帮助。
And so he writes to Timothy and asks him to come and help him.
所以他写信给提摩太，让提摩太来帮助他。
And then my favorite verse.
然后这一节就是我最喜欢的一个经节。
Get Mark and bring him with you.
提摩太后书四章十一节，你来的时候要把马可带来。
For he is very useful to me in the ministry.
因为他在传道的事上与我有益处。
This is John Mark.
这就是约翰马可。
The very person who caused the separation 20 years earlier.
约翰马可就是在二十年前让他跟这个巴拿巴分道的这个人。
What has happened?
那就发生了什么事呢？
John Mark has matured.
我们知道约翰马可现在已经成熟了。
And now when Paul needs a faithful helper.
所以现在保罗需要一个很忠心的一个帮助者。
He asked for the very person he fired 20 years ago.
他去要的这个人居然是二十年前被他给解雇掉的那个人。
He's watched him.
因为他一直在观察他。
He's seen him mature.
他看到马可成熟了。
And he's forgiven.
他已经原谅他了。
But there's an even bigger picture of forgiveness in that verse.
但是在这一节里面我们看到的是更大的一个饶恕的图画。
Because I put myself in John Mark's shoes.
因为我把我自己放在马可的鞋里头，用马可的眼光来看这个事。
Paul fired him.
保罗把我给解雇了。
That had to hurt.
这个真是伤害了我。
Over and over, John Mark has to have thought.
肯定他一次一次，就马可肯定在想。
Barnabas defended Paul when he failed.
巴拿巴在保罗失败的时候还为他辩护。
And now Paul is firing me.
结果现在保罗把我给解雇了。
Peter denied Christ.
你看彼得甚至否认主。
And everyone goes to hear him preach.
而但是每个人现在都在听彼得讲道。
This isn't a spiritual way to say it, but I think at night a voice said, "You know, Paul is a jerk."
在这样说话肯定不属灵，但是我肯定我心里头有这个想法在说，这保罗真是个笨蛋。
And he could very well have said,
马可很可能就说
"I'll never work with him again."
我再也不跟他一块共事了。
And when Timothy says, "Paul wants you, he needs help."
所以当提摩太过来说，保罗需要你，他需要帮助。
John Mark could have said,
约翰马可可以这么说
啊。Oh, he's in jail.
哈，他现在进了监狱了。
They're going to cut his head off.
他们要把他脑袋给砍掉。
Tough luck.
哎呀，这真是坏运气啊。
But he doesn't.
他没有这么说。
Because he has let God work in his heart.
因为他让神在他的心里做工。
And he has forgiven Paul for hurting him so deeply back those years ago.
他已经心里头原谅了保罗，在二十年前保罗这样做是很伤害他的。但是他选择了饶恕。
He goes to Rome.
所以他就去了罗马。
He serves as Paul's assistant.
他去帮助保罗做他的助手。
That's no big job, by the way.
这个工作可不是什么。
That's being the servant of a prisoner who's getting ready to be executed. There's no resume there.
你跑去你是给谁啊？你的简历上写不下来这一段的，因为没有什么辉煌的历史嘛。你跑去马上要被砍头的一个囚犯，你去给他做助手，这个工作。不是什么高位置的工作。
This is humble.
这是非常谦卑的一个工作。
Later, he's going to work with Peter.
之后他又跟彼得同工。
He's going to write the Gospel of Mark.
而且他写下马可福音。
And none of this would have happened if he had not been willing to forgive a man who deeply, deeply offended him.
如果他心里头对这个在二十年前很深刻的伤害了他的这个人有原谅的话，这一切都不会发生。
Someday you'll have a disagreement with a Christian brother or sister.
有一天你会跟教会里的某位弟兄或者姐妹有
You'll be offended.
不同的意见，你会非常生气。
And in your hurt, you may be tempted to say words that can never be unsaid.
你在这种愤怒之中，你很有可能是说出来让你没法子再收回的话。
To break the relationship permanently.
你这样的话，有可能就让你们的关系永久的破裂。
Don't do it.
请不要这么做。
Jesus says we are called in the church to forgive.
耶稣说我们被呼召到教会来是要饶恕。
To leave the door open to reconciliation.
要把这个和解的门一直开着。
That person who hurt you so deeply may someday become your partner to work for the kingdom of God.
这个伤害很深刻的伤害了你的这个人也许有一天会跟你同工在神的事工上有份
But that can only happen if we forgive.
但是只有当我们饶恕他们的时候这一切才可能发生
If we're going to resolve conflicts
所以如果我们要解决冲突
There's got to be humility
我们必须要能够谦卑下来
We've got to take care of any sin that is hidden in our midst
我们必须要解决我们隐而未现的一些罪
There must beForgiveness.
也必须要有饶恕的心。
And then I want to jump finally to one more thing.
然后我们在这个我又还有一件事要跟大家分享。
I wanted to talk about Jesus' example here in verses 15 through 20 about how we handle the conflicts.
我想要在就是关于怎么样处理冲突，我想要举这个耶稣举出来这个例子，在十五节到二十节之间这个例子。
I'm going to have to do that another time.
可能得下次谈那个问题。
But let me just say that in his example here, the goal all the way through is reconciliation.
我想要讲到就是耶稣举的这个例子里面一直讲的就是怎么样来解决和解。
The goal in going to that brother.
这个问题就是这个目的来到那个弟兄跟前的那个目的。
The goal in going back to the brother with an elder from the church.
要从教会里带一位长老跟这个长老一起去那位弟兄跟前。
The goal in even confronting a serious sin in front of the church.
甚至在教会去面对解决很多的罪的问题。
In every step, the goal is restoration.
在每一步这个步骤里的每一个阶段，它的目的都是为了要和解。
Now some people read that and they say, oh yes, but look at step four. That's the one I'm excited about.
你看有的人就说, 哎, 你看看这个步骤一个比一个, 我看到第四步, 那是我最,
if they still don't repent, he said, I can treat them like a Gentile or a publican.
因为这个例子上说, 如果他们还是不听, 不听教会的这个和解的这种诉求的话, 那我们就把他们从教会里开除出去。
Do you know how we're supposed to treat the outsiders?
你知道我们怎么样教会里的人怎么样来对待外面的人呢?
With love and compassion.
我们是用爱和这个就是同情的心来
Even there, the goal is to draw them back.
甚至把这个弟兄如果做错事的弟兄从教会开除出去,
我们的目的也是希望有一天让他回来。 Even when they are removed from membership because of a lack of repentance, the goal in Matthew 18 is to bring them back.
在马太福音18章里举的这个例子说, 即使是这个犯错误的弟兄不肯悔改, 我们不得不把他开除出教会, 我们的目的也是有一天能够把他带回来。
And we see an example of that in the early church. We have an example.
我们在早期的教会也看到这样一个例子。
1 Corinthians 5.
哥林多前书第五章。
There's a man in the church at Corinth who is living in such a sin that Paul says even the unbelievers are ashamed of that sin.
这个哥林多前书的第五章里边讲到有这么教会里有这么一个会员，他过的这个在这道德上是非常有污点的这样一个生活，连外面不是教会的人看了都觉得怎么能这么做，受不了。He
refuses to repent.
而且他拒绝悔改。
And Paul tells them to expel him from membership.
所以保罗就跟教会说，你们要把他从教会会员里开除出去。
To follow Matthew 18.
要按照马太福音18章的指导。
But why are they to expel him?
但是他们为什么要把他给赶出教会呢?
To prove to him how strong we are?
是要向他证明说我们教会很有力量吗?
No.
不是这个意思。
To bring him to repentance.
他们是为了让他能够悔改。
And it worked.
而且还的确就是这样, 就,
a year later,
有果效,
a year later,
一年之后,
Paul writes 2 Corinthians.
保罗写了哥林多后书,
and listen what he says.
你听听看他说什么。
The punishment is enough.
他说这样的人受了众人的责罚也就是,
he has repented.
他已经悔改,
and so he says, forgive and comfort him.
他说倒不如赦免他, 安慰他。
How do we solve conflict in our church?
所以我们在教会怎么解决冲突呢?
The goal is never winning a battle.
这个目的绝对不是赢得这场战役。
It is winning a brother or sister in Christ.
而是要为主来赢得这位弟兄或者姐妹。
And the key to all of this in Matthew 18.
在马太福音18章的一个关键是,
Verse 20.
第20节,
Where two or three are gathered in my name, that's the church.
因为无论在哪里有两三个人奉我的名聚会, 那里就有我在他们中间。
There am I among them.
这就是一个教会, 我就在他们中间。
Jesus says to his disciples,
耶稣对他的门徒说,
When you worship in my name,
你们奉我的名祷告的, 敬拜的时候,
I'll be there.
我会在那里。
And I will bring true unity.
我会带来合一, 真正的合一。
I will be the one who will reveal to you hidden pride.
我会把你们心里的隐藏的这些骄傲显出来。
I'll be the one who convicts you of covered up sins.
我会让你看到你试图掩盖的罪。
I will convict you of a refusal to forgive. Through my spirit, I'll be there.
通过圣灵，我会在你们中间。
And if you will confess and resolve these, it will bring reconciliation to the church.
如果你承认这些问题，你会让你帮助你来解决你跟别人的冲突。
The greatest answer to conflict in the church.
所以对于教会的冲突最好的一个回答是,
is allowing the Holy Spirit to work among us.
是允许圣灵在我们中间工作。
That means Sunday worship that is filled with God's Spirit.
这就是意味着我们在星期天在教会的敬拜要有圣灵充满。
Not just going through the motions of three songs and offering a sermon.
不是只是在这跟着这个程序先唱三首歌，然后敬，然后奉献，然后听讲道。
But humbling ourselves in the presence of God.
自己谦卑下来来听神话。
It means in our board meetings.
也就是意味着在我们的执事会上,
inviting God's presence.
在我们的会员大会上邀请神跟我们同在。
Not just a formal prayer.
不是只是正式的做一个祷告而已。
God, this is a church board meeting, so we have to pray. Amen.
不是说主啊，这是教会的祷告会，执事会，所以请你 跟我们在一起，阿们。
But a humility.
而是在真正的谦卑
下。That says, God, we don't have the wisdom to make the best decisions.
而是跟主说，主啊，我们没有这样的智慧来做出最好的决定。
We don't have all the answers.
我们也没有所有的答案。
So God, give us humility.
所以主啊，请让我们谦卑下来。
Give us love for one another.
给我们，让我们能彼此相爱。
To move beyond the church, it means in our families.
还不只是在教会以内，而是要在我们的家庭也这样。
In the midst of conflict and disagreement.
在我们有跟别人意见不一致，有冲突的时候。
To stop.
让我们能够停下。
And say, God.
跟主说，主啊。
We can't find an answer here.
我们在这儿找不到答案。
God, I'm pretty sure I'm right.
我觉得我是对的。
But she says I'm wrong.
她说我是错的。
But God, you know what's best for our family.
但是主，你知道什么是对我们家庭是最好的。
You know what's best for our marriage.
你也知道什么是对我们的婚姻是最好的。
So give us the humility.
所以让我们能够谦卑下来。
Give me the humility.
让我能够谦卑下来。
To listen to my spouse.
让我能够听我配偶的话。
To seek what is best for them.
让我去找怎么样是对他们最好，对他最好的。
In every area of life.
在我生活之中的每一个方面。
That attitude, that openness to the Spirit will resolve unnecessary conflicts.
如果我们的心一直向圣灵是敞开的，它会帮助我们解决我们生活中一些不必要的冲突。
Let me finish with an example from a church today.
我想给大家结束之前跟大家举一个教会的例子。
Many of you know President Sidney Grant from FEA.
我们都知道 FEA 的这个他的主席就是 Dr. Grant. 他来过我们教会。
He told me that a few years ago.
几年前他跟我讲。
He was pastoring at that time the Spanish church in Hope Sound.
他那时候是在 Hope Sound 的有一个西班牙语的教会，他在那个教会做牧师。
And he says the church was about to divide or even close.
他说那时候教会已经要准备分裂，甚至教会可能都要关门了。
Some of the members had fallen into immorality.
他说教会里有些人犯了就是在道德上很大的罪。
And when the church disciplined the members, the fallen members, the church divided into supporters and opponents.
当时教会试图去帮助他们来解决他们的问题，结果教会就导致分裂，有的人支持他们这些人，有的人就反对，所以教会已经分成两派。
He said the church was ready to simply divide completely, maybe close.
教会已经几乎就是板上钉钉的事儿，准备要分成两派了。
There was a new convert who was attending the church.
但是那时候有个刚刚信主的人在教会敬拜。
And this new convert stood up.
这个刚信主的人就站起来说。
And said,
他说
I read in the Bible this week that we're supposed to fast and pray when we need help.
他说我在读圣经，我这星期读到说我们在需要帮助的时候我们应该禁食祷告。
Do you think that would work?
他说你们觉得这样子会有帮助吗？
And the pastor said, well, let's try.
这个牧师说好啊，那我们就这样试一试吧。
They had a day where the members gathered together in the sanctuary. They took off work.
他们就专门有一天就让这些所有的教员的会众都请假，就把这一天到教会来，在教会里面。
They spent a day fasting and praying.
在教会一整天就在教会里禁食祷告。
Sid said at the end of the day it had not solved their problems.
这个 Dr. Grant 说在那天快要结束的时候他们好像问题也没得到解决。
But it had brought them to a point of being willing to wait and listen.
但是他们这些人就最后就终于有一个目的达到，就是他们愿意坐下来去听。
Couple weeks later.
几个星期之后。
Sunday morning service.
又是一个星期天的主日早上敬拜。
The worship leader began to sing the hymn, "How Great Thou Art."
这个敬拜的小组就开始领诗唱这个。你真伟大那首诗。
And Sid said God's spirit began to move in that congregation.
他们就可以感到神的灵就开始在会众里面在动工了。
Some began to praise God.
他们有的人就开始敬
赞美主。Some people came forward and knelt at the front to pray.
也有很多人就走到前面来跪下祷告。
And then a lady stood up in the back.
然后后面就有一个女士站起来。
She had been the one who was stirring up, keeping the conflict going.
这个女士就是教会里搅动冲突，让这个教会导致甚至要分裂的这个始作俑者。
She stood up. She burst into tears.
这个女士站起来，哎呦，泪流满面。
She said,
她说
I have sinned against God.
我得罪了神。
I have sinned against the church.
我也得罪了教会。
I am a bitter and unhappy woman.
我是个很苦毒而且不开心的女人。
Because I have refused to forgive.
因为我拒绝饶恕。
This morning, she said, I asked the Lord to forgive me.
她说今天早上我求主来饶恕我。
And I beg you as church members to forgive me.
我也请求教会的会众们请你们饶恕我。
From that moment, he said,
从那以后
the church began to turn around.
这个教会完全就回转过来了。
Today it is a thriving, growing church.
在今天，这个西班牙语教会是非常兴旺的，在成长的教会。为什么？
Because the members were willing to allow and obey to allow God's Spirit to move.
因为这教会里的会众们允许神的灵在他们中间工作。
And to obey Him.
而且愿意去顺服。
As I have studied for these messages.
我在就是学习这些经节准备今天的讲道的时候
I really have struggled about this.
我对这个有很多的挣扎
Because I have felt like
因为我觉得
You don't know Chinese. Me. You don't know Chinese.
因为我不懂中文呢
You have no business telling people what they ought to be doing.
所以我也没有这个资格跟大家讲你们该怎么做。
And as I say, I don't know of any problem. I don't know of any problems.
因为我不懂中文，所以我都甚至不知道你们中间有些什么样的问题。
I have sat studying and praying.
因为所以我就坐在那儿，我就准备讲到我在这学的时候。
And I have thought.
我就在想。
God.Our members are going to think that I've heard some bunch of stories and I'm up there yelling at them.
我的这个会众，大家可能会觉得我就是在跟他们讲几个故事，然后对他们大吼。
Let me tell you, I haven't heard anything.
跟大家讲，我什么也没听到。
But I felt very clearly this is what I'm supposed to preach about.
但是我心里很明确的有一个想法，这就是我应该跟大家讲的。
Pastor Joe sent me a list of topics, and this wasn't on my assigned list.
因为主给我一串的这个讲到题目都可以讲，这是我被主要选择了这一条让我来讲。
And so I don't know why I have felt so clearly this is the topic that I needed to spend time on.
所以我心里我也不知道为什么我心里有这么明确的一个确据，就觉得这就是我应该要讲的一个题目。
But I'll say this.
但是我想跟大家说
，We live in a very difficult time.
我们现在这个时代真是很困难。我们生长在这个时代，有
The church as a whole, worldwide, nationwide, is under attack.
整个世界的教会，整个国家的教会都在受攻击。
And we need each other.
我们需要彼此。
Someone once said the church is a lot like porcupines.
有的人就说，这教会现在就跟公司里头一样。
When there's trouble, we come together.
当着有挣扎有困难的时候我们大家反而团结起来
But when we get close together we begin poking each other Porcupine
I know I need to listen
Sorry
I couldn't Yeah、Sorry. 他就说我们像刺猬一样有个哲学家有个比喻说我们人像刺猬一样冷的时候我们就缩在一起越接越近结果太近了这个刺就彼此扎得难受所以又只好要分开
And so as we poke one another
所以我们这样子彼此来扎的人难受的时候
We move apart
我们又彼此又远离了
But it's cold out there.
但是外面很冷啊。
So we come back together.
所以我们又开始慢慢的聚到一起。又开始身上的刺又互相扎的难受。
And we move that way.
然后我们又开始分开。
And he said eventually.
他说结果最后呢。
We wander off on our own.
就我们就各自为政，各自走自己的路了。
And we freeze to death in the cold.
然后我们就在这种寒冷的天气下，一个个都给冻死。
I've seen porcupine marriages.
Porcupine
marriages.
Oh, 我看到过两个刺猬的婚姻。
I've seen porcupine families.
我也看到一个刺猬的家庭，大家彼此伤害这样子。
I've seen porcupine churches.
我也看到刺猬的教会。
where eventually they give up.
但是最终他们都放弃了。
They wander off.
然后他们就各自走自己的路。
People, we can't afford to do that.
我们不能这么做。
We need one another.
我们需要彼此的帮助。
That fellow believer in the church that irritates you every time you see him.
教会也许有那么一个人，每次你看到他，你心里就是忍不住的要发火，要生气。
You need him.
但是你需要他。
God is using him to shape you in the image of Christ.
因为神用他来塑造你更有耶稣的形象。
That person who just bluntly says stuff that you wish they would be quiet.
教会里也许有这么个人，每次讲的话真难听，你真是不爱听。
You need them.
但是你需要他。
God uses them to point.
因为神在用他来指出你心里有一部分你需要提高、需要成长的部分。
We need one another.
我们彼此都需要。
But for us to stay together,
因为我们需要团结在一起。
We have to have spirits of.
我们必须在属灵上要有谦卑。
We have to have an openness to confess and resolve any kind of sin that's hidden in.
我们也需要能够敞开我们的心，让里边掩藏的罪能够显示出来。
And we have to be willing to forgive that person who has hurt us.
我们也必须有这样的饶恕的心，饶恕那位就是伤害了我们的人。
And as we do that,
当我们这么做的时候,
God's Spirit can come among us.
神的灵就会来到我们中间。
He can unite us.
他可以把我们合一, 让我们合一。
He can make us a strong family that cares and loves for one another.
他可以让我们成为一个信仰坚定的一个教会, 彼此相爱的教会。
That makes every one of us stronger.
我们每一个人在中间, 在教, 这样的教会里面, 我们都会成长得更加坚定。
Let's pray.
所以我们一起来祷告。
Lord, would you work in our church?
主啊，求你在我们教会做工。
To be the church that accomplishes your purpose for our community.
让我们的教会能够实现你给我们所定的计划。
Satan wants to divide us and destroy that purpose.
撒旦想要分裂我们的教会，想要毁掉你对我们教会的美好计划。
But would you make us a church that is strong?
求主让我们成为一个坚定的教会。
A church that is united.
一个合一的教会。
A church that shows your love to the world around us.
能够向周围的世界显示出你的爱的这样一个教会。
Lord, where there is pride, unforgiveness, division in us,Would you convict us?
当你看到我们中间有骄傲、有分裂，甚至有不饶恕的时候，主啊，你能够让我们看到这些我们的问题吗？
Would you give me a spirit that is more willing to listen, to care, to love?
求主给我这样的一个灵，让我更加愿意去倾听、去关心、去爱、去饶恕。
Would you give us an openness to your spirit?
让我们敞开我们的心，让你的圣灵能够进来。
Make us the church you want us to be.
让我们成为你所让我们成为的教会。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.